It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Kim Jones with us.
She is.
Kim Jones.
Kim of NFL,
NFL Network. Multifaceted young lady that she is. She is that.
Two weeks ago from Tuscaloosa, things got a little heated. I liked it. You find out about the sensitive people on Twitter when, you know, you don't agree with everyone about everything. But I'm fine with that. I love it. I am in snowy Bergen County.
Wait, hold on a minute. Now, let's go back to this. People on Twitter, Kim, were giving you a hard time about you being in Tuscaloosa?
No, when I came on with you from Tuscaloosa and we didn't see everything eye to eye, which I think is healthy and wonderful and the spice of life.
Okay.
And some
was it really that bad? I don't remember us really getting in any arguments.
We might have argued a little bit.
Yeah, but arguments are fun.
I think they're great.
As long as everybody's fair and not calling each other names.
And you guys, and I mean, I do work at the Fan, and you guys are friends, obviously, you know. But you know how things go. It's all good. It's just a snowy day here.
I love Twitter, but Twitter at times can be quite a cesspool. That's what I've learned over the years.
Well said, Evan.
Before we get into the details, for all of us who hear Pro Day, we hear that all the time. Okay, you're at this Pro Day, you're at that Pro Day.
Yep.
What exactly goes on at a Pro Day? Take us through it.
Well, if you've watched the Scouting Combine on NFL Network, it's the same drills and the same activities. It's just at a site of a university and at their facility, and more players participate from that university because they all obviously don't get invited to the Combine. For instance, there were 21 players yesterday at Penn State. Obviously, not all of them had been at the Combine, but they run the 40. They do on-field work. They do the vertical and broad jumps. What am I leaving out? The three cone, you know, that kind of thing. So they do everything that you would do at bench press, measurables, all the stuff that happens at the Combine, these guys do at their home university.
What did you see from Saquon Barkley? We know he didn't compete in a lot of the workouts. So what did Saquon do?
Nothing. But I happened to tune in. Well, when I tuned in, I heard a caller with a theory that, you know, isn't accurate, which is fine.
The Browns are already taking him?
Yes.
I can't see.
And they're negotiating.
Right.
That was my favorite part of it. Because there's a rookie salary pool. You know, there is some negotiation, but certainly not like years ago when it was, you know, holdout kind of stuff. Anyway, so Saquon was going to do the running back drills, the on-field work yesterday. Listen, if I'm Saquon Barkley, I do nothing. But that's what he was going to do. He was going to stand on his 40, which was 4.40. He was disappointed in it at the Combine, but he wasn't going to run it again. He was going to stand on his bench, his vertical, all of that stuff. And that's fine. He had a great Combine. But he was going to do the on-field work. But no running backs coach from an NFL team showed up. None.
Why is that?
So there was no one to run the drills. Because everyone knows who Saquon is, and everyone knows only a few teams in this draft have a shot at drafting him. One assistant coach from an NFL team said to me, he's a wish list guy, meaning we all wish we could draft him, but we know only a couple are going to get that chance. Saquon is someone I believe the NFL thinks his Penn State career, his traits as a running back will translate very well to the NFL game. There aren't questions about him. There's not, character concerns about him. I believe the NFL knows who Saquon Barkley is. Mm.
Now, is there anybody else? Because you certainly know better than me. Anybody else right now, Penn State, that is really looked at as a significant NFL prospect?
Couple of things, Joe. Mike Gesicki, the tight end, who's the Jersey guy, former slam dunk champion, volleyball player, looks the part. He's really tall, big, doesn't block a lot, but he's a playmaking tight end. I was told yesterday by someone I trust won't get out of the second round. I had at the Combine a team toward the end of the first round. I don't know the draft order off the top of my head, but it would be someone picking from 20 to 32, let's say, tell me that they were afraid he might not be there for them in the first. Mm-hmm. That would surprise me a little bit, but Mike Gesicki's a really good athlete. Again, he's not going to block for you, but he's going to go get a ball for your quarterback, and he's about, I don't know what he is, 6'5"-ish. Deshaun Hamilton, the all-time leading receptions leader there, great story. We'll get into that another time. He ran well yesterday, the high 4.4s, 4.47 to 4.51 for a slot guy. and a guy who runs great routes, that's a really good time. I would keep your eye on two other guys. Cornerback Christian Campbell yesterday became the fourth Penn State player with a 41-inch vertical. That's ridiculous, and they've got four of them. But he did not do anything at the combine because he was injured. He also ran well. I forget what he ran. I ran 4.5, so not burning, but not a burner, but good enough, and really long. So Christian Campbell, third day, I would watch where he goes. That would be interesting to me. And Saeed Blacknall, who made some big plays as a Penn Stater but was not a consistently great player there, long receiver, runs good routes, great hands, and he is a pro type of guy. He ran a 4.39 yesterday. I would think third day. He'll get a chance somewhere. Let's put it that way. He, to me, would be interesting as well.
We're talking to Kim Jones. She was at the Penn State Pro Day. I look at Saquon Barkley like this. To me, unless something crazy happened, and correct me if I'm wrong here, he's either going to be on one of two teams. He's either going to be on the Cleveland Browns or he's going to be on the New York Giants. Because the Browns pick one. I doubt they take him there. I think they would take a quarterback. The Giants could take him at number two. It's very possible. The Jets have to take a quarterback at three. And then the Browns are sitting there at four. So is that the way you look at it, that Saquon Barkley's in the NFL next year and it's either as a Brown or a Giant?
I do, because I believe in what I've been told about Saquon for a long time. It's not just what I see or believe or what I know of him. It's what people say about him, guys. People yesterday were coming up to me raving about Saquon on a day the field house was heated, but he literally didn't break a sweat yesterday. And I had people I know in the NFL just coming up talking about what a guy he is. And as he has done interviews and that sort of thing, he's further impressed people from what his game film has done. I understand he lost some yards at Penn State. All the great ones do, by the way. They don't all get to, gain yards every time they carry the ball. I understand a team like Rutgers held him down in terms of rushing. I get what his numbers show you. You cannot appreciate him, and I don't expect everyone to watch every Penn State game, but you cannot appreciate what he does in pass protection, in the pass game, in the return game, and as a running back without watching him all the time. Numbers don't always tell the whole story with these guys.
Let me ask you a question, Kim, because as a guy who's, seen a lot of Penn State running backs, going back to Charlie Pittman, that's how far back I go, 1968, Bob Campbell, okay? This is 100 years ago.
Yep.
There's been a lot of good ones. There's been Franco Harris. There's been Lydell Mitchell. There's been Kurt Warner. There's been a lot of bad ones. There's been Blair Thomas. There's been, Curtis Enos. Kajana Carter, right. Do you project this guy as being the best of all of those guys? We got to see what he does in the NFL. But is that how he's viewed right now?
Yes, he's viewed as Adrian Peterson type, the big back, the great big back of years gone by is how he is viewed, again, by other people. I always feel like I'm defending Saquon, which is, and not with you guys, that's not my point.
Right.
Is the funniest position I can be in, because it's a guy that if you objectively talk to NFL people, needs no defense of what he has done at Penn State or what he is projected to do at the NFL level. So I don't want to sound like his defender. What I will tell you is from scouts, which include front office people all the way down to literally scouts on the ground who have their territories and who see him on a regular basis. I have been told, you heard Eddie George to some degree. Now, that's more of a Big Ten comparison.
I mentioned
Barry Sanders yesterday to someone because his center of gravity is so low, and the person said he's just 20 pounds bigger than Barry now. It's not Barry anymore.
I was going to say, he's more a little more physical guy than Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders. Now Saquon's, 233, 230, 233.
Right.
With 4.6% body fat. So must be nice. So, this is a guy that can hurdle you. He can run over you. He can run around you. I saw him get the corner I don't know how many times. This is just me watching on TV. He'd get the corner. I knew the defensive backs were waiting, and yet I knew he was gone. And he was gone against fast defensive backs.
Right.
So that's who he is, because he has speed, power, explosiveness.
And
he pass protected on one of the most enormous plays of Penn State season, and that was the game-winning, completely improbable win at Iowa. He was in pass protection, and Stone Josie Jewell, who's a linebacker who's going to be drafted next month,
and
he's a really good linebacker
at
Iowa.
And this guy's a guy that can catch 50 balls out of the backfield, right?
Yeah, he can catch the ball, and he's very smooth. Deshaun Hamilton, the guy I mentioned earlier, Penn State's all-time leading receiver, told me last year when I was writing about Saquon that Saquon came to him and said, "Will you help me run routes out of the slot?" And Deshaun said, "Yes, which speaks to who both of them are,
right.
by the way.
Right.
But
right.
he said yes. You
right.
know, so that's something.
It's like Marshall Faulk.
Yeah, well, he told me at the combine that he wanted to be able to run every route on the route tree. So Reggie Wayne was working with us that day. So I walked over to Reggie because that's the beauty of my job at NFL Network.
Right.
And I said, how many, you know, running backs can do that? And he said, none. And then he said, maybe Alvin Kamara. I mean, that's what you'll take that company, right?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
So that's the kind of guy this is, you
is
know?
Here's what I'm thinking. All right, so because the Browns are in this weird spot where they can go take the quarterback they want at one, and I think they got a decent chance that he's there at four. All it takes is the Giants not taking him or the Giants trading that pick to a team that takes a quarterback, and he's there at four, and there you go. They end up with the first quarterback in Barkley. Is he good enough in your mind, Kim, to say, I don't want to risk that? I'm taking Saquon number one, and I'll take potentially the third quarterback there at four. Is he good enough for you to think the Browns should do that?
I don't think a winless team can even think about doing that.
Okay. I'm with you.
I think you have to take the quarterback.
I'm with you.
So I know people have floated oddly, kind of, and kind of a compliment to Saquon, this idea the Jets somehow did all that they did to somehow think about
no
getting
way.
Saquon.
No,
three.
No way.
No,
stop. Stop it.
To me, the Browns at one and the Jets at three are where we absolutely know two of these quarterbacks are going.
Yes, no question about it.
No, and have to.
Yep.
So the Giants have a choice. They take Saquon Barkley. They could
get help right away.
Absolutely. I've said this before. Short term, if you're trying to win a Super Bowl in 2018,
sure, of course.
There's your answer.
Of course.
There's no doubt.
I would
still take a quarterback because I want to have that guy for the future. But the other option now is if the Buffalo Bills are crazy or really aggressive, maybe you get back such a stupid package back from them that you just trade back. They take a quarterback, and then Barkley's there at four.
Well, then he goes to Cleveland.
Then he goes to Cleveland.
I mean, this is a draft, though, where after pick, you know, you're going to throw Minka Fitzpatrick in the group. You're going to throw, obviously, Bradley Chubb, who I think I told you guys last time I was
Quint
on the,
Nelson.
The coach
Doesn't
told me
Quint
he's
Nelson get up
as,
into that high area, too?
Yeah. But Chubb's as talented, someone told me at the combine, as Myles Garrett. I mean, he went number one overall last year. So you're talking about Chubb, Bradley Chubb. You're talking about Quentin Nelson, who's a guard. You're talking about Minka. You're talking about quarterbacks in this draft, but because they're quarterbacks, the idea that quarterbacks in this draft will be number one, two, three, whatever on people's draft boards is probably not true if you're evaluating the player.
Right.
These quarterbacks aren't like that.
Right.
But the quarterback position is elevating them, which can be dangerous, as you guys know.
Well,
that can absolutely be dangerous.
Sure.
So we'll see how that goes. But the idea that the Giants who need – let's put it this way. The Giants need help. The Giants helped themselves in free agency with the money they had. This, you don't look at this Giants roster right now and say they're ready to go with Jonathan Stewart and Wayne Gallman. You don't look at the offensive line right now and say it's absolutely fixed, even though Nate Solder was a great signing. I don't look at the linebacker core, although it's been helped, and say, like, no problems there, guys. You know, I'm not so sure they don't need help still. Well, they need a nickel, so you need a cornerback. This Giants roster is not somehow set.
No.
Where if they don't help themselves at number two immediately, you can say, oh, they look a lot better. They might look better. I don't know how much better.
Do you think right now, if you had to guess 5 weeks out, I guess we're 5 weeks out, that they will pull the trigger on Barkley?
I think they will. I think that my guess is they end up viewing him as so special. Listen, Fournette and Zeke went four overall. Christian McCaffrey went eighth.
Yeah.
So, that's a good point. When you start justifying that kind of stuff, guys, you don't need to make some impassioned argument, even though, as you can tell, I would, that somehow Saquon at two is A-OK and you can check that box. I mean, that's ridiculous.
So in your mind, he's going to the Giants at two.
Again, right now, that's what I would think. But see, I factor in Davis Webb, where other folks don't always do that. Mm-hmm. You want to say, well, they don't know anything about Davis Webb. They know a hell of a lot more about Davis Webb, even though Shermer and Gettleman weren't here last season, than they do about Rosen, Darnold, Mayfield, or Allen.
Yeah.
They have practice tape.
True.
By the way,
they can do apples-to-apples comparison, even though the Giants receivers were all hurt.
I am all for the Giants taking Barkley, because that's going to mean that the Jets got three guys that they
can
pick.
Who do you want?
I want the guy that's going to be the great quarterback I've been waiting for 50 years. I don't care who it is. I would rather have them not get the guy they want, because then the chances are better he'll be the guy that turns out to be that guy.
Yeah.
Because I have no confidence in him.
Do you have confidence McCagnan makes that pick?
No, it's just a Jet thing. It's not even that. It doesn't matter who the GM is. I got no confidence.
Well, he gave you Hackenberg, and Christian, it almost certainly looks, will be released without taking an official snap.
Yeah, right. Which is historic.
So let the Giants take him at two, and that means that there will be three guys. Donald's probably going one. That means the Jets can choose between Rosen, Allen, and Mayfield, whoever they take, let's go.
Yeah, but you prefer them not having the choice because you don't trust
them. Well,
this would give them the choice.
We'll give them one more choice. They'll have two choices the other way. This would mean they'd have three.
Right.
That's the beauty of you, Joe. I love it so much. I really do. A couple of things, by the way. Neither Gettleman nor McCagnan was at Penn State yesterday. You cannot judge things about whether a GM is at a pro day.
Were Cleveland people there?
No. I mean, I think every team was represented, but not by big names.
I see.
So the main guys.
You just can't do that. Plus, I understand Saquon's different than
a quarterback. Was there DeTino? Was DeTino there for the Giants?
Who's that?
Paul DeTino?
He was not.
I don't think DeTino's a Saquon guy. As far as, not that he doesn't believe.
Then that decides
it. No, not that he doesn't believe in him, but I think he prefers to trade the pick. I think that's where he's been, right?
Yeah, but DeTino's all along said he wouldn't take a quarterback.
That is true. No, and he's on Davis Webb. He thinks Davis Webb can be the guy, but I think the latest on PDOT was he wants to trade the pick. He wants to get him any assets back.
Hey, so at the Combine, by the way, I talked to someone, one of the people I talked to, I circled back about last year because I just felt like it. And I said, I think you told me something about Davis Webb last year. And the person went on to tell me this story about how he had watched a Cal practice and he was amazed at how Davis Webb, who just had transferred there, he was a graduate transfer, had run the practice and how sure of himself he was and how his teammates reacted to him. And he thought Webb was one of the best quarterbacks in last year's draft and still believes that. So Davis Webb was a third rounder for the Giants, but there would have been scenarios last year where he would have gone earlier.
Interesting.
So I do think as we evaluate these guys, especially vis-a-vis the ones in this draft, it's interesting. Everyone I talked to at the Combine believes last year's quarterback class was better than this one.
And look where those guys went.
For a while.
And look where those guys went. They weren't 1, 2, 3, 4, which I doubt it'll happen, but it's very possible we get 1, 2, 3. It's certainly possible.
Well, I'll say this.
That we have four in the top. What, 10 for sure?
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
They should have took Deshaun Watson last year, but I know he got hurt, but that's the guy they should have took.
Oh,
I said this
so
all
good.
Along, yep. But I don't know anything.
Yeah, but let's see if he can get healthy
that's
stay
the problem.
That's the biggest question with the kid.
He's got to be healthy.
Exactly.
I look at the quarterbacks. This is how I'd rank them. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
All right? I put Darnold number one, but Josh Allen's closing in. The big arm is certainly sucking me in a little bit. And then I actually put Mayfield over Rosen because I'm scared to death about the concussions. It scares me.
Yeah, but you're scared to death about Mayfield and
which aspect? The height,
his
the
off
attitude,
the field. You know, I told you guys last time a head coach at the Combine told me he's my favorite on the field and least favorite off it.
Right.
And for the quarterback, that's so important. You know, I think Rosen could step in and play pretty early, given the system he comes from. He is cerebral. He can make checks at the line of scrimmage. Keep in mind, just being able to do that, guys, and having your hands under the center's butt, some of that puts you ahead of where these other guys are already.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. That's one thing Rosen has going for him for sure. I do think he is, it seems like, in my interactions with him as well as what others have told me has been theirs, it seems Rosen has taken to heart this idea. He's too aloof, doesn't relate to people. And listen, at age, 21, 22, 23, I would be hypocritical if I didn't say, well, these guys can evolve, they can change, they can become, a better version of themselves. And I've always firmly believed that. So, Josh Rosen to me, if you're looking for day one, now the Jets are now in position, they don't have to have him start day one. Hugh Jackson has interestingly said, Tyrod Taylor's his guy 2018, period, 2018. So you could be looking at the first and third picks in this draft sitting and waiting, which might be the best thing for them. If I'm the Jets, I don't announce it's a damn redshirt season like they did with Hackenberg.
Right.
But I think that there is a chance that these guys could come in and really benefit. Josh Allen, in that case, would benefit the most, as long as you're going to tell me he's going to get great, not good, great coaching.
All right. Well, Kim, let me ask you this, because you're tight with McCagnan. Who do you
– Yes, yes.
Who do you who do you think, seriously, who do you think the Jets, let's say Donald's gone, the Giants take Barkley, so the three other guys are left, who do you think the Jets would pick?
My gut tells me Allen, mm-hmm. then okay. I would be incredibly concerned about his development there. I'm being honest with you.
Well, because you're coaching, because right? Because Todd Bowles is the head coach?
Well,
why?
It's not Todd. I mean, you know, yeah, but Todd, you know, Todd's offensive staff is what's critical there. And you know, you're talking about Jeremy Bates, you know, who's back into football for 10 minutes now, you know, having to develop a guy, having to manage the Bridgewater McCown stuff. However that shakes out, that may just be Josh McCown's job and there's nothing for it to shake out. But
let me throw this in there. See, I look at that as Bates and McCown. See, I think McCown's a big part of the development of this quarterback.
I understand that. And I think Josh Allen, from the brief time I spent with him at the Combine, would be very receptive to that. Guys, he's a nice kid. He looks like he's 16, and then he throws the ball 85 yards.
So, right.
And listen, Rosen can throw the ball too. But in that case, I think my guess would be it's Allen, the big arm, the Meadowlands. The wind's not what it used to be, but people still talk about the wind at the Meadowlands.
No, it's not like the old days.
It's not even close.
And the stadium's not even close to what the old one was either.
I understand that, too. I do. I get all of that. But I think there you would be intrigued by the improvement Josh Allen could make. Here's what I would tell you, though. Josh Allen's completion percentage at Wyoming is – you know, 0.1%, so almost exactly what Hackenberg's was at Penn State. So the only thing I would give myself a little out here would be if that's a painful lesson McCagnan and the Jets have learned, and they say, you truly can't teach accuracy, we're going to stay away from him because of that.
Interesting.
It seems like, and I'm not saying this should be the reason, obviously, but it seems like there are more scouts that love Josh Allen then loved Christian Hackenberg. I think part of the criticism was where they selected Hackenberg, that it seemed like a reach taking him where they took him in the second round.
I'm going to selfishly tell you, Evan, you make a great point because I asked that question at the Combine. I didn't get to use it my reporting on air about that just because it, you know, ended up not really being the storyline.
Right.
Plus, there's just so much else. But anyway, we had Shaquem bench pressing with one hand. You know, we had a lot going on that
sure,
day.
Sure, oh, I get it.
But I asked that same question, and people did admit that that's an issue. Now, they also said, we are probably giving Josh Allen more benefit of the doubt for playing at Wyoming than we did Hackenberg at Penn State. And the person said to me, which is probably not the right way to do it. Hackenberg was playing with a team that didn't have its full scholarship limit, changed coaches, changed offensive schemes, and didn't have a good offensive line. So it's not like Christian Hackenberg was playing with a vintage Penn State team around him. But he was not given as much of a benefit of the doubt, even though he became a second rounder, where Josh Allen is being looked at as he played at a marginal program with some bad personnel around him, and we're going to elevate him in our eyes because we can help him do better. It's a gamble.
Right.
There's no doubt
right.
It's a gamble. No doubt. Now, I will say he was more accurate at the combine than Christian was. I vividly remember Christian's combine, and I watched Allen's combine as closely as I could because I had to go over and get Shaquem Griffin at one point. But from watching it as closely as I could, he had a very accurate day. He was easily the quarterback who best helped himself in Indianapolis.
Interesting.
Very much interesting. So. Kim.
Kim,
great,
always
great
a pleasure. Where are you going? Where are you heading from here, Kim? Are you going to Ohio State next?
I am not going. I think Ohio State might be today. Since Penn State yesterday, home today.
Right.
Snow today, as you know.
Yeah, I had no idea, Kim.
I go to Orlando Sunday for the league meet. There's really not, you know, there's not been an off season yet on my schedule, which is okay. So I'll,
right.
Going back to Penn State to do a Deshaun Hamilton piece. When that thing's ready, I'll probably ask Ernie if I can come back on with you. He's really a special kid with a unique family situation. But I'm going back there next Friday to do that. So it'll be busy. It'll be busy, but that's good.
Do you have any shows lined up at the Fan anytime soon?
I have two in April, but off the top of my – and they're on my calendar of Turn Off Listening, which he probably – well –
he listens all the time. Chernoff, okay. You know, it's Chernoff.
Okay, so he's listening.
Always.
I have them on my calendar. I don't have them on the top of my head.
Okay.
All right.
Just so you know. Are you guys good, though? Everything okay?
Oh, we good. I mean, am I good? I'm still
How
home.
How are you?
You know.
Are you behind schedule?
Yes. I've had some setbacks. I absolutely have. Yep.
Okay.
Not because of my hip. My hip's okay, but now they're, you know, I've had issues with my leg, and I haven't been able to walk, and then now I got to go for an MRI because they think maybe I got an issue with my back, believe it or not.
And that's causing the inability to walk?
Walk correctly, yes.
Okay. Are you in pain?
No, not necessarily, but it was just I had some just miserable days. I mean, where you just, you know, you're not really in pain, but you're just not, I don't know how else to explain it.
You're not
just,
yourself.
You know, yeah, you can't get, you know, I just have a hard time just getting up off a chair. You know what I mean?
Oh, geez, Joe, that's not you.
No, you think? Tell me about it. Today's been a better day. I went to the doctor's yesterday.
Okay.
Today's been a little better day, yes.
Is the doctor encouraged, given that he or she has seen you throughout this process and now knows where you are now?
Yeah, I think so. But like I said, I mean, I got a cortisone shot in my knee yesterday because I got an arthritic knee.
Oh.
I don't know if that's really helped so much. He didn't think that was going to really help that much. I don't know if it did today or not because I do feel a little better today. I'm walking a little better today. But, like I said, I got to go for an MRI for my back in the next couple of days to see, you know, if that's really a problem or not.
How's your diet?
I have no appetite, Kim.
Oh,
I basically eat because I have to. I don't know how else to say it. I eat three times a day. I have no desire to eat. Very limited.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I really hope you feel better soon. I'm concerned about you.
Well, I wouldn't be too concerned. I'll make it, but I'm just saying, you know, it's just been a, you know, it's very frustrating. I think the right word is frustrating. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah, yes. Well, if I can do anything for you and Terry, I can do meal delivery. I can't cook, Joe, but I could deliver.
You don't have to do that, Kim.
But
we appreciate
anything,
it. I appreciate the
me.
Kind words. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Who's
well,
better
I hope
than you?
Get you. Better soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dear. Oh, and I loved the idea, by the way, of the John Minko.
You like that,
memorial,
the John Minko
along,
memorial
the
microphone, right?
Well, memorial yeah. is when he's dead.
I mean, you can't say that.
It shouldn't be memorial.
Okay.
It would be like
right.
in honor of.
Yeah,
or,
it's right. like Francesa Studio right, right now. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Kim.
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, you have? Okay, good.
The John Minko update studio. Mic. That's right. what it's got to be.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't have one of those disgusting covers on it where everyone's like crap sits. It should be like a bald
yeah,
microphone.
Yeah, it's got to be bald microphone. In honor of his bald.
Well, you know what they could do? They actually
make bald mic.
Kim, here's the deal. You know what they could do? They could have like it could be like a ceremonial microphone next to you know next to the real mic in the spot where they do the updates from.
It's a good point.
That's a very good call. And I know, Joe, when you retire, they're going to name a bathroom stall after you.
Maybe.
Oh, boy.
Maybe.
They're
going to
get it.
Maybe.
The Beningo bathroom. I can see it now.
Yeah. They're going to kick my rear end right out the door.
No.
Thank God he's
gone.
No,
they're going to welcome you back with open arms when you're healthy.
No, I'm talking about when I'm all done. Though.
When you retire.
When I'm in Florida, when I'm playing golf every day.
Oh, well, then you won't care what happens.
No, that's true. You know what, Kim? You are 100%
no,
right. You know, you are dead on.
You'll come
you
back.
And Terry and the stuffed animals will be in.
You got that. Yeah, amen. Amen.
And, amen.
There'll be the one return that day the Jets win the Super Bowl.
That's it. I would only come on. Here's when I'm retired, Kim, I will only come on.
Yep.
If it's not even just the Jets win the Super Bowl. I will come on. If any of my partner's teams, which would include the Brooklyn Nets,
okay,
ever won a championship,
there you
I
go.
Would come on just for him.
That's very pretty. Guess what? You're not going to have to worry, but.
Well, I'm
you
just
know.
Saying.
I know we have to go, but could I leave you with this?
Please.
Of course.
Our mutual friend, NWFN contributor Brian Costello, is at USC Pro Day, by the way.
I saw
him. Oh, is that where
Twitter?
He's out in East California right now?
He
see
has
Donald?
A picture from a distance. Mike Maccagnan, Joe, Todd Bowles. And Brian Heimerdinger in attendance. They have the whole shebang out there.
Wow.
Might be wishful thinking.
Yeah, it's wishful
out there.
Thinking. I mean, what are the odds they can get Sam Darnold unless they're throwing a number one pick at the Browns or something like that?
I don't know. I are we sure that's who the Browns want?
I could see Boomer's been saying, and I trust Boomer. Boomer really believes they end up taking Josh Allen. That's
really?
What he thinks. Yeah.
He thinks the Browns are taking Allen at
he
one.
He thinks they're going to end up
wow.
falling in love with the
well,
big arm
I will
and take
say
Allen.
This,
then I
that,
take Donald.
Then, here's what you know about Hugh
if
Jackson.
The Giants don't.
That he believes between him and Todd Haley, and I'm sorry, I don't know who the quarterback's coach for the Browns is right now. I probably should, but it's not on the top of my head. That they are good enough and will be diligent enough to fix the completion or the accuracy issue.
The thing is, though,
that
Kim,
will be very telling if they take Josh Allen to me based on my combine scenario. I'm going to leave it at that.
And I also wonder if it changes the Giant approach. If all of a sudden Sam Darnold's there, maybe they're not taking Saquon Barkley. I don't know. Could change everything. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know that you can operate. I think you have to have a conviction, are we taking a quarterback at two or not?
Right,
because Barkley's
right.
the better player right now.
Right.
Kim? Like in terms of the board and all that stuff. So you would have to have you're going to have a conviction about quarterback and then sort through the other stuff.
We appreciate you coming on. Thank you, Kim.
Anytime, guys.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Joe. Take care now.
Yep.
The great
Thank
Kim
you.
Jones giving us a half hour, making Dove's head spin because he's got, you know, of course, he's got a break.
Whose head
know?
Is spinning?
Dove. Yeah, Dove.
No, it's not. Is it really?
Yeah, a little bit. He's got a little spinning going on. Gary Cohen is going to join us in about 25 minutes. We'll talk a lot of Mets and kind of put a bow in the Seton Hall season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.